हरे कृष्णा। डोंट ट्रीट अदर्स एज अ वेस्ट बास्केट फॉर योर वर्ड्स। समटाइम्स व्हेन वी आर अपसेट और व्हेन वी आर एंग्री और व्हेन वी जस्ट हैव नथिंग टू डू एंड वांट टू समवन टू चिट चैट, वी जस्ट स्टार्ट स्पाउटिंग आउट वॉट एवर इज इन आवर माइंड एंड देन द पर्सन हु इज हियरिंग अस, you know, often whatever we're speaking is not really relevant to them, and we are just basically dumping the content of our mind from our mouth on that person. Now, if there is some specific purpose to be served, yes, of course, sometimes when we may be hurt, and we need to be heard. So it is true that when we are hurt, we need to be heard by someone. But even that being heard, that has to be done in a context of someone who is trustworthy, a context where we want to be healed, we want to get over the misery that we are going through. So for that purpose, actually, if we just treat others like a waste basket for our words, that means just whatever comes up, whatever thoughts are there in the mind, just verbalize them and speak them to others, then we are wasting their time and we are wasting our time. So, and the human mind is actually extremely powerful. It is capable of thinking of so many thoughts, so many ideas, so many emotions, so many desires. And we know that a part of growing up means that we can't just indulge in every feeling that comes up in within us. So just like a child, whenever they feel a little problem, they start crying. Now, adult people are not expected to do that. That doesn't mean that you suppress all their emotions. But they need to more maturely process their emotions. So, when just as we need to process our emotions, we need to process the verbal expressions of our mind also, of the emotions, the desires, the thoughts that are there in the mind. So, the Bhagavad Gita says that a characteristic of a serious devotee in 12.90 says, Tulya Ninda Stutir Mauni Santushto Yena Kena Chit Aniketa Hastir Matir Bhakta Same Bhaktimanya Same Priya. Krishna says that such a devotee is very dear to me. Who is that? Tulya Ninda Stuti, one who is equipoised amidst a criticism and amidst praise. And how does that being equipoised manifest? Through Mauni, by being silent. There are people whenever we are praised or whenever we are criticized. These are both activities which trigger strong emotions within us, and especially when we are criticized, you know, we may just vent out. And yes, there may be genuine grievances which we may have, which we need to be dealt with, but they have to be dealt with appropriately. When there is no appropriate discrimination before we speak, then we end up treating other people just as waste basket for the words popping out of our mouth from our mind. And then people can no longer respect a person who just speaks anything and everything. And we will find our people starting to avoid us, be getting alienated. So people getting distanced from us. So there has to be a respectful level of relationships where we do the necessary homework, we process our emotions and then give them appropriate expression. Certainly relationship means there has to be mutual expression, but if there is just unrestricted, unfiltered verbalization of anything and everything that goes into the mind, that goes on in the mind, then we waste our time, we waste other time, and people, they won't be able to know when we start treating them as waste basket for our words. Then they won't know which of our words to take seriously, which not to take seriously. Eventually, they'll turn off no matter whatever we speak. And thus, the result will be that even when we want people to take something seriously, even when something is serious, they'll not be able to take seriously. So, if we want others to take our words seriously, we need to seriously take in our thoughts and express them appropriately through words. So, that way, by seriously processing the words before we speak them, we'll find that others will take our words more seriously and our relationships will be more meaningful and fulfilling. Thank you. Hare Krishna.